A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near, at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. We are speeding towards the end of the church year. Next Sunday will be the Sunday of Christ the King, and the following Sunday will be the first Sunday of Advent. And so, as we are nearing the end of the church year, our attention turns to the end of Jesus' earthly ministry. Today's gospel comes from a conversation Jesus has with his disciples atop the Mount of Olives 3 days before he will be arrested and then crucified. That evening, as Jesus and his disciples are leaving the temple area, Jesus foretells of the ruin and destruction that will come to Jerusalem. Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down. After this distressing prophecy, Peter, James, John, and Andrew come to speak with Jesus privately. They come with a question: "Tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign that these things are about to be accomplished?" What follows from this simple question is a lengthy discourse. Jesus speaks of wars, earthquakes, and famines. He speaks of persecution for his followers and of a great tribulation too terrible to even imagine. And finally, he ends with the image of the coming of the Son of Man that we hear of in today's gospel. And at the end of the gospel passage, 28 verses after the four disciples asked their initial question, "When will this happen?" Jesus finally answers, "But of that day or hour, no one knows. Neither the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." It seems a little anticlimactic, after everything Jesus has revealed, to come to the end and have the answer be, "No one knows." But perhaps this is because the disciples are asking the wrong question to begin with. Sitting on the Mount of Olives, Peter, James, John, and Andrew are nervous about what Jesus has said, and they want to be prepared. "Tell us, when will this be? What will be the sign that these things are about to be accomplished?" It's almost like they want Jesus to say, "In 10 years, on Friday, December 17th, at 7 a.m., this will occur." But the disciples miss the point entirely. The point is not when or where, but how and who. And this is the crux of the good news. As Christians, we hold on to the sure hope that history is going somewhere. We are not going round and round in a chaotic, meaningless cycle. We are going towards the time when God will be all in all, as St. Paul says in his first letter to the Corinthians. And this is what Jesus wants us to know, not the when, but the how this kingdom will come to be. It has been said, "Without God, humans cannot. Without humans, God will not." And so we are invited into this work of bringing the kingdom of God about. No one image, no one word or metaphor is enough to contain this kingdom, which is for us and among us, and yet also ultimately beyond us. In the Gospels, Jesus not only spoke the kingdom through parables, but he acted the kingdom. And wherever he was, the kingdom broke out. The lame walked, the blind were given back their sight, the lepers were healed, the hungry were fed. And so today, as we listen to this gospel and we hear the answer, "No one knows when," maybe we are called to change the question, to take the focus off of when, because the time to be kingdom people is now. Maybe we can change the question, and instead of asking when, let us ask, how can we live our lives right now so that we are part of the inbreaking of the kingdom of God?